ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a very interesting question. And that question is very pertinent today because a lot of people today have taken it upon themselves, for whatever reason, to propagate Islam, to other people, to Muslims, to non-Muslims, they consider this their religious duty, and a lot of them don't have a lot of the characteristics of the person who is capable and who has the ability to propagate Islam according to Islam. So today we're going to be looking at some of these characteristics, examining what they are, so that if somebody does decide to take it upon himself to propagate Islam to others, he can assess and evaluate himself based on these criteria. The very first characteristic which has been mentioned in religion for a person who wants to propagate Islam is that he should have knowledge of religion. This is very obvious. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No one can support the cause of the religion of Allah, the Exalted, except for one who is well versed in all of its aspects." If somebody wants to propagate Islam, it's necessary for him to have knowledge of religion. However, this is not sufficient. This knowledge of religion, right, that one needs to have in order to propagate Islam, we may ask, how is one to obtain it? Can one formulate his own opinion about religion and then start propagating it? No. One has to refer to the people who were themselves experts in religion and who we have been advised to refer to in understanding religion, and that is nobody but the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. Prophet, first of all, primarily the Quran, then the Prophet Muhammad himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then his holy family. In a tradition, it has been narrated that a person named Abdus Salam ibn Saleh al-Harawi narrates that he said, "I heard Abul Hasan al-Ridha alayhi salam saying, 'May Allah have mercy on anyone who revives our cause.' I asked, 'How does he revive your cause?' He replied, 'He learns our sciences and teaches them to the people. For verily, if people were to know the goodness in our speech, they would follow us.'" This is a famous hadith, that if people were to understand the beauty in the words of the Ahlul Bayt, they would definitely follow them and obey them and come to their path. So that means that if people are not following the Ahlul Bayt and they're not subservient to them, it means that it's a deficiency on our part that we haven't been able to adequately convey their message to them. So this is the second characteristic of the propagator of Islam. The third is sincerity, or what we call in Arabic, ikhlas. Now this is a characteristic which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran itself. In connection and in relation to the Holy Prophet himself, Allah says, speaking on behalf of the Holy Prophet, Allah says, "I do not ask you of any reward for it. My reward lies only with the Lord of the worlds." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics necessary for the propagator of religion in Islam, in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.